The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app on the huge show across Michigan. And the NBA playoff action is nonstop. And DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, has a huge offer this week for new customers. You can bet just $5 on any team to win and get $150 in free bets if they do. It's simple and easy. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use promo code HUGE when you sign up. And then you can bet $5 on any NBA team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. It is a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app on the Huge Radio Network.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Yes. Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is hour number three on a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Inside this hour, we'll preview our live road show tomorrow for the American Dunes Golf Club in Grand Haven. It's a special place. Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. Our conversation coming up here in a few moments. Also, speaking of golf, Bill Hobson from Michigan Golf Live and the PGA Championship, and Tiger Woods. When will he play again? Now, you can't answer our Mick Ultra huge question of the day. Do you think Tiger will play the U.S. Open, British Open, or maybe not play the rest of the year? You can answer that at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Mick Ultra Superior Light Beer, served up in Detroit and all across Michigan by Fabiano Brothers. So basically, when you're golfing this year across the state, crack open a Mick Ultra. In a moment, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. He began the Folds of Honor Foundation in Grand Haven, Michigan, on the west side of the state. It has grown into an American mission where they honor the sacrifice of the men and women who have served this country and also educate their legacy through scholarships for the children of men and women injured and killed in combat. And I think the number is over $100 million, maybe $140 million. Since it all began in 2007 in Grand Haven, Michigan, inspired by a great American by the name of Brock Buckland out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, Corporal Brock Buckland, who gave his life and the ultimate sacrifice for America. So now the second year begins at the American Dunes Golf Club, which was totally redesigned by Jack Nicholas, who's a great patriot. And that's the place where Folds of Honor, I was there, had their first golf outing. Matter of fact, the first time it was talked about, Dan Rooney, Chip Furlack was the general manager of the old Grand Haven Golf Club. Dan Rooney and his family had bought the golf course. Dan was at the time in the Oklahoma Air National Guard, flying sorties over Iraq, serving our country, a former collegiate golfer, and he had an idea for a golf tournament to help the children of men and women in injured and killed in combat, because he was inspired by the flag-covered casket of Brock Buckland at Gerald R. Ford International Airport. And he saw Corporal Buckland's son, Jacob, standing there, and the pilot had asked everybody to honor the flag-draped coffin to be taken off the plane first. And since that moment, Lieutenant Colonel Rooney has committed his life to the Folds of Honor to provide scholarships to spouses and children of America's fallen and disabled service members. Jacob Buckland became the first Folds of Honor scholarship recipient in 2007. And I was at that first lunch. with Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, Chip Furlack, and this guy had a vision. And I could tell right away that he was different. You meet people where you wonder why, and then you hear them, and you understand it. And Folds of Honor is one of the great American success stories about honoring the sacrifice of our great patriots, men and women who have served America and made the ultimate sacrifice for our country, like Corporal Brock Buckland of Grand Rapids, Michigan did. This entire journey of being there for that first lunch 15 years ago with Dan Rooney in Grand Haven, I think it was Snug Harbor, and Chip Furlack and the Grand Haven Golf Club, he had just bought it and had an idea for the tournament. I think we had 16, 17 teams the first tournament. And Dan, and he goes, I have some big ideas. And Folds of Honor now, maybe you've seen the Budweiser commercial where they bring the families back to St. Louis to a factory where they make Budweiser special Folds of Honor cans. And the Budweiser workers got a chance to meet the families. Yeah, it's still one of the great TV commercials ever. I think Folds of Honor, NASCAR race down in Atlanta. Titleist, Bushnell, the corporate partners. You've seen Dan on most cable TV channels. He speaks across America. Still flying the flag. And then when he hooked up with Jack Nicklaus and they were inspired together to redo the Grand Haven Golf Club. And about a year ago, almost a year ago to this date, the Grand Haven Golf Club became the American Dunes Golf Club, a Jack Nicklaus design, and it's one of the great 18-hole layouts in America, and it serves a purpose like no other golf course outside of a course called the Patriot in Owosso, Oklahoma, which is just north of Tulsa, which is where the Folds of Honor National Headquarters are at. In a similar course where the money raised and spent there goes to the Folds of Honor mission. And Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney is standing by once again. We always like to catch up. That was a fast year. Year one for the American Dunes Golf Club, and also the mission continues. Folds of Honor, to honor the sacrifice of men and women, true patriots, and also educate their legacy with their children. Dan, how you doing, my friend?
Bill, man, blessed to be with you, brother. And it is a fast year. I don't know because I fly supersonic in a fighter jet, or it's just everything goes way too fast for all of us. And it's a reminder to love those people in your life that matter and slow down, enjoy a cold beer and your friends and a round of golf and all of these things that we get to do as the temperatures warm up in Michigan, which is a good thing. And hopefully that rounds at American Dunes. But, man, I'm blessed to be with you and just so grateful for God's grace and our life and watching over the Folds of Honor mission and American Dunes and all the other awesome stuff that's going on, thanks to the good Lord.
You know, Dan, when you get a chance to slow down for a moment and you look at that start at the then Grand Haven Golf Club, and I mentioned our lunch and you had the idea inspired by the flag drape casket of Corporal Brock Buckland out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, who made the ultimate sacrifice for America. When you look at the growth of Folds of Honor, when you look at the money raised, the donations, the individuals, the corporate partners, the stories that are there on recipients, kids who got scholarships in their lives were changed. What stands out to you when you kick back and you start to think about this mission you've been on?
I think the highest evolution of humanity is when you can combine what you do with who you are. I think we're all striving to get to that point. And you do that, right? You're a perfect example of that. And I look back and I'm so blessed that, you know, these twists and turns on this journey have led me to that place, like to wake up every day and get to pour my heart and soul into my vocation. You know, combining what I do with who I am is, and it's so fulfilling. And I don't use the word fun, because I think fun is like over you. And I don't think we're supposed to just be here to have fun, right? We're here to be fulfilled And that's when you're using your time and talents to make an impact. And it's not going to be easy. And, you know, I probably look back over this 14-year journey and I would say it's like, man, I really have gotten to the point in my life where I don't care what you've accomplished, but I'd love to sit down and have a cold beer and hear what you've overcome. Because those are the great ones, right?
Yeah. What's your best story, Dan, from a family that received a scholarship from Folds of Honor because they had a loved one who either was injured or died serving America? What's a story that sticks with you today?
Yeah, no best stories, right? Because everybody's story is unique. But I would say, like, the greatest gift for me and the team at Folds, when you meet a military family who's had someone killed or disabled, most people just have to say, "Man, thank you for your service. I'm so sorry this has happened." And I get to say those two things, but then I get to say, "We got ya." And so this story, it dates back a couple years ago. I'm going through the Atlanta airport. It's a perfect example. I'm getting my Starbucks in the afternoon, my jet black coffee. I've got a KIA bracelet that I wear on my left wrist. And the lady behind me says, "Hey, who did you lose?" I said, "Oh, you know, this is a friend of mine. It's a fighter pilot, had six kids and was killed in Iraq, Troy Gilbert." And she starts to break down and she said, "I just lost my son-in-law. I'm going to see my daughter." And I looked at her and I said, "Well, I'm so sorry. Does she have kids?" And she says, "Yeah, she has two kids." I said, "We got you. Give me your number and your email." And she tells the story. She had an email by the time she landed and she walked into the front door of her house and said, "Hey, I just met this guy. He's going to send my two grandkids or two kids to school." And those, right? When you're in a position to solve, and I wouldn't say it's a problem, but you're in a position to make a positive contribution and bring a ray of hope and God to an inherently very dark situation, it's the greatest gift.
Speaking of gifts, Jack Nicklaus, his donation, his effort, his business, helping shape American Dunes in Grand Haven that opened up a year ago on the west side of the state, the fabulous 18-hole layout. When you have conversations with Jack Nicklaus away from golf, how does he talk about Folds of Honor?
Yeah, I think for all of us, right? The choices we make every day, huge, or, you know, they culminate to write the legacy of our lives. And Jack always talks about American Dunes as part of his legacy. And that's the highest compliment from a guy that's designed courses all over the world. And it's cool, you know, walking through an airport. I spend way too much time in airports. And I was walking through an airport last month. There's a golf magazine. It's sitting on my desk right now. It's got Andrew Answer and Mark Wahlberg on the cover. And I'm like, "Oh, that's cool. I wonder what those guys are doing." And I get, you know, I open this thing up and I immediately open to the middle of the magazine. I'm like, "Wait a minute, I recognize that hole." And it's number 16 at American Dunes in Golf Magazine, 2-page spread, and the title reads "Instant American Classic, One of Jack's Finest" by the head of architecture for Golf Magazine. And these are the moments you just pinch yourself that we've, like, reimagined. And when Jack and I talk about it, we refer to it as the golf church. And that's what this place is, man. This is a place that fills people's souls up with the game they love, with the country we love. We live faith forward. If people haven't been out there, at 1300 every day, we play taps. And then the bell tolls 13 times, signifying the 13 folds that bring that flag to its iconic triangle shape of freedom. And the whole place stops for 2 minutes. And we reflect that, you know, freedom is not free. And we sing the national anthem. We take the flag down. Huge American flag sits between number 9 and number 10 in play in the fairway. It's the only American flag in the country that we know of that is in play. There's a local rule you can drop if you're on either side. You've seen this thing. I mean, you can see it from the space shuttle.
It's awesome.
Massive. But it is, and I just got this hat from Ian yesterday in the mail. We have a hat at American Dunes, and it says "Unapologetic" on the front of it. We do not apologize for loving our God and loving our country and loving those who serve. And that's not for everybody, and that's fine. But if it is for you, you got to come tee it up at American Dunes, because this place will touch your soul. And it's, the golf course is insanely good. It's hard. You know, it's hard. You played it. It's so pure. Heading into second year, Joe, our superintendent, is just doing a fantastic job. This thing has really grown up and matured. But when you leave, as good as the golf course is, I'll ask you, hey, what were your top five things? And the golf course probably won't make it in your top five. It's the nickel in the grass. It's the fact that every hole pays homage to a soldier that's given his life for our freedoms, one of Jack's majors. The stories that you learn going around the golf course, the Cabo bar and drinking your ice-cold Budweiser on an AIM-9 missile. It's just like you escape as you go in this memorial, it folds and out. It's this wonderful escape from a world that it seems like, you know, huge, unfortunately, everything's got to be a red or a blue issue. Man, this place is red, white, and blue, and we need more of that. And that's the beauty of, you know, the golf church known as American Dunes.
Tell you what, Dan, if you're running for president sometime soon, you just got my vote with that speech right there, buddy.
No, I wouldn't wish that job on my worst enemy, man.
Amen. I'm telling you, you hit all the chords. That memorial where you walk into the pro shop and your team there is doing a great job. I've been preaching to everybody across Michigan before it opened. American Dunes Golf Club in Grand Haven on Michigan's West Coast. Just Google it, American Dunes. You can see it for yourself. Make a tee time. And also the growth of Folds of Honor. And another reason why Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney from Folds of Honor is joining us, that they've always had connections to the PGA of America and tours. And you've seen Dan at some of the championships, like the PGA Championship. But now Folds of Honor, PGA of America, joined by the USGA, PGA Tour, and the LPGA, all teaming up and helping veterans and military families and the Patriot Golf Days on Memorial Day weekend, which has been a staple right after that first golf tournament at the old Grand Haven Golf Club. You now have the entire army of golf marketing behind Patriot Days.
Yeah, and it's crazy. And I would just say that for everybody out there listening, anything is possible, right? If God puts it on your heart, and I always say this, go before you're ready. And when you say that to me, that, you know, that group is behind Patriot Golf Days, I was sitting above my garage 14 years ago and came up with this idea that we could give Americans the opportunity to play their most heroic round of golf. Go play. It's over Memorial Day, to say thank you for your freedoms, and jump on your iPhone and visit patriotgolfdays.com and make a donation of, you know, $1, $5, $10, whatever you want to do. And through Patriot Golf Days to date, we've raised over $50 million. But it's gone to a whole new level, Bill, with the PGA Tour, the LPGA, and the USGA now standing behind us. And to think of that guy sitting in his garage 14 years ago with this idea, if you would have told me that those brands and institutions would align with Folds of Honor and Patriot Golf Days, I would have been like, man, you're smoking something. That sounds really cool, but that could never happen. But I said, all glory to God and His grace and bringing these folks together. And I'll tell you, I mean, obviously they love our mission at Folds, but one of the things that they really have grabbed onto in the game of golf has is the fact that of our 35,000 recipients, so spouses and kids who've had somebody killed or disabled that we've sent to school, it's about $170 million out the door in scholarships.
Man.
41% of those are minorities. And as a country, we struggle to find a positive path toward equality that we all want to see, but how do we get there? And I would argue two things. One, education is the lasting bridge that gets us there. And two, it's up to every one of us as individuals to be that change we want to see. There's no macro solution for equality in this country. Do the right thing for the minority, the person you know in your life, and help them find that equality. And we get to do that through the game of golf, through the gift of education. That was the big impetus for the tour, the LPGA, and the USGA to be like, man, we're all in, because this is real change in America. Golf being the catalyst, that's a pretty darn good thing to do. Go play golf, drink a cold Budweiser, change a life, help America find equality. Those are all pretty darn good things. I don't care which side of the aisle you're on. And so, yeah, it's so cool. But this Memorial Day, courses across the country are signing up. Course doesn't have to sign up. Go play golf. Your country needs you. Make a donation at patriotgolfdays.com. And we'll pay it forward in the gift of an education to a military family.
All began an idea that Dan had, a quiet lunch in Grand Haven, over 15 years ago, and $170 million plus later, scholarships to over 35,000 kids through the Folds of Honor program, where they honor the sacrifice of those parents and those family members, and they educate their legacy. Read about Folds of Honor at foldsofhonor.org. PatriotGolfDays.com, is that it? And if people want to donate and they can't get out to a golf course Memorial Day weekend, is that correct, Dan?
Yeah, and when they're out at the golf course, hit PatriotGolfDays.com. And then obviously, man, get your tee time at American Dunes.
It's awesome.
We will sell out in the next 4 weeks for the season. And it's just incredible. And people come from everywhere. We track where everybody comes from. And they're coming from Florida and Texas and California. And I'm like, hey, are you here in town touring? They're like, no, man, we flew here to play American Dunes. This place is a pilgrimage. It's a day you'll never forget for the rest of your life. And it goes back to support Folds. And we just love to have people come. And we will roll out the red, white, and blue carpet, Doug and Ian and Joe and Chelsea and Tom. The whole team there is incredible at taking care of people. And it's a golf experience like nothing on planet Earth. And that's when I'll let you go here. But when I asked Jack Nicklaus at the opening, I said, Jack, have you ever seen anything like this in golf? And he looked at me and he had a big tear in his eye. And he said, Dan, I've never seen anything like this in my life. Welcome to American Dunes. Come see us.
When Jack Nicklaus says, I've never seen anything like this in my life, and it's a golf course, that's a pretty profound statement. Wow. Amazing.
Yeah. It's a spirit. The spirit of the place is palpable in the best way. Everything good about this country bottled up in this beautiful golf course called American Dunes, the house that Jack built. And for an Ohio guy, he said it's the greatest thing that's ever happened in the state of Michigan, too, which you got to laugh at.
Yeah, and he's a huge Buckeye. It's well known.
He doesn't
hide his loyalty, but, you know, that goes beyond the lines of a game. It's about honoring the sacrifice of the great men and women who have served our country, made the ultimate sacrifice, still serve today, and most importantly, having the back of their children and educating the legacy of those who have served and still serve today. American Dunes Golf Club, just Google it. Patriot Golf Days, Memorial Day weekend, annual tradition, the game of golf combining with giving back.
I'll leave you to this, Bill. So 15 years ago, right, we've been at this a long time. One of my favorite lyrics, it's a Kenny Rogers song, You Can't Make Old Friends. So here's to seeing you soon, my old friend. But in the meantime, may God bless you and keep you and that big family safe. And thanks for being on the mission with us.
It's one of the greatest things I've ever been a part of to watch grow, man. I'm really proud of you, Dan. Proud of your family, your father and everybody. How the family, your family came together to help other families and then other fans. It's been that pay it forward, times $170 million, really. It's amazing.
Amen. And we're going to keep fighting a good fight.
All right. We love you, Danny. We'll talk soon, man.
Love you too, Huge.
All right. Yeah, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. That's real, man. You want $170 million plus. And he had the idea looking at a flag-draped coffin of Corporal Brock Buckland. I've had a chance to get to know the Buckland family. Outside of my family and my children and the wonderful friends that I've made, it's probably the most inspirational thing, because I was there when he had the idea, like 2 days after landing. and seeing it. I was there at the first golf tournament, and there's like 16 foursomes, and he's having a Budweiser, and he's like, man, I expected more. And I said, man, I believe your heart is in the right place. $170 million in scholarships. He's a special cat, and he's real. So play a round of golf for America at American Dunes or at your local club. Memorial Day weekend, PatriotGolfDays.com. Make that donation.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Two pitching prospects got promoted this past week, and both deserve watching. Garrett Hill got bumped up to Toledo because he dominated through seven starts at Erie. He struck out 52 batters in 32 innings with just 10 walks. Opponents hit 167. He's got a riding fastball with a curve and changeup, but it's his cutter that's the difference maker. Flores got moved to Erie because of his eye-popping strikeout numbers at West Michigan. In 20 innings, Flores struck out 35 and walked two. He struck out seven more in his first start at AA in five shutout innings. Flores is a big kid with an upper 90s fastball, and he's got a big sweeping breaking ball that wipes out both lefties and righties. Garrett Hill and Wilmer Flores. It wouldn't be a surprise to see either one wearing the Old English D this year.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archived boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.com. TV. That's MHSAA.TV. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
Now is the perfect time to clean her up and get that vehicle of yours in tip-top summer shape. Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store has you covered with top-quality name-brand products for your car wash needs. Turtle Wax Wash and Wax is now on sale for just $14.99, and Mother's Brand Foaming Wheel and Tire Cleaner is just $7.19 for the 24-ounce spray bottle. Whether you have a car, truck, boat, or SUV, clean her up at your locally owned Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for all you hockey fans. Now there's only one pro team still playing in Michigan, and it's the Flint Firebirds. And they're in the OHL Western Conference Finals. And Game 3 is Wednesday night in Flint, inside a rocking Dort Financial Center. Tickets are on sale right now for the OHL Western Conference Finals. Game 3 is Wednesday night in Flint. Perani's Hockey World presents Flint Firebirds Hockey.
Flint Firebirds Hockey, gateway to the NHL.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we broadcast from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studio. Mick Ultra, huge question of the day off of Tiger withdrawing from the PGA Championship in Oklahoma on Saturday. Should he take the U.S. Open off and return to the British Open? We're not playing all this year. I'm cool with that. Needs to get healthy. So you can answer the Mick Ultra huge question of the day, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Opt in on that huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. Mick Ultra is a superior light beer. Hey, when you're golfing, and you're 21 and up, choose the Superior Light Beer of Mick Ultra, served up in Detroit and all around Michigan by Fabiano Brothers. Let's go talk some golf with Bill Hobson, Michigan Golf Live, radio version heard Saturday mornings on most of these huge radio network stations, also TV version on Bally Sports Detroit. Check your local listings, and he checks in, ready to talk about JT winning the PGA Championship in that three-hole playoff, a collapse of epic proportions, the final few holes when it didn't look like Thomas would win it, and Tiger bowed out on Saturday. So another major with a lot of great storylines.
Yeah, you're not kidding, Billy. And, you know, I feel terribly for the young man Pereira from Chile. But he'll bounce back. He's got a lot of career ahead of him. He's not to be entered into the same conversation as Jean Vandeveld. This was not a series of poor decisions. It was a couple of bad swings. And kudos to JT. You start a final round seven shots back. I don't really know that you're anticipating climbing into contention. You're probably clawing for a top five, because at the PGA, that's fairly good pocket change that comes with it. But it was a tough day. And as these guys started to come back to him, JT just kept on plugging away. And he executed when he had to. And that's what really good players do. And it gives you a good look at the difference of an experienced veteran who's been in contention in majors before versus those who haven't, right? So Pereira had struggles. Zalatoris was right there all day, but it couldn't quite get it over the hump in the playoff. And it just comes down to those little moments of how you manage the stress. And we saw how it played out. Very memorable stuff in a tournament, by the way. And until Sunday, it was kind of boring, to be honest with you. Tiger's withdrawal didn't surprise, at least it didn't surprise me, when you saw him come off the golf course Saturday. He was in obvious physical pain. And I think I might have even tweeted out, I don't expect him to play on Sunday. And that's unheard of for him. But these days, that fuel tank only has two rounds in it. And he used every bit of the fuel for those two rounds.
So speaking of Tiger, Bill, and Bill Hobson from Michigan Golf Live joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. I was listening to Miller and Moulton were filling in for Anthony Bellino on the Michigan Sports Network this morning. They had a good question of the day that I brought to the afternoon show about, should Tiger take the U.S. Open off and return for the British Open? Should he not play until he's healthy? Where do you stand on that? What's your opinion?
Well, I'm going to guess that he's receiving advice from his physio staff that says, you got to get yourself built up again. And that might mean waiting until the British, until he's back at St. Andrews. And in fact, I think when he finished Augusta, if I remember right, I think he said, I'm planning to play the PGA and I'm planning to be at St. Andrews. I didn't hear him mention the U.S. Open in there. I'd be very surprised if we saw him play before the British Open. However, as we've said a bunch of times, you can't just enter a major with no other reps. So maybe there's another tournament that's not a major that gets the added bonus of a late entry by Tiger and watches its ticket sales go through the roof. But I'd be very surprised, Billy, if we saw him at the U.S. Open. It's known for being a grueling test, and so many things can just physically torment a player out there, not to mention, you know, the deep rough and the challenge and the length and all of that. He's much more suited to a St. Andrews experience where it's hard and firm and fast and it's flat. And he's got to have flat. You saw him walk free round Saturday down into a bunker for practice time when Golf Channel was showing every second they could of him. And his knee buckled as he went down in there. And it looked for all the world like he was going to go do a little somersault right into that bunker. He's got to have some flat terrain, and St. Andrews is probably the best look at something like that.
Bill Hobson from Michigan Golf Live, radio version heard Saturday mornings on most of these huge radio network stations, TV version, Bally Sports Detroit, check local listings, also the Four Golfers Podcast Network. Justin Thomas, I said this in my opening huge opinion today, Bill, that he's the perfect pro, and not just golf pro, but I'm talking the way he represents himself, He has some humility to him himself. He also will appreciate the tradition. He's good with the media. And again, this crosses over all sports. I just really enjoy everything about Justin Thomas on and off the course.
Yeah, and he recovered very well from that verbal slip-up of a couple years ago. And as you said, Billy, comports himself quite admirably, even in moments of pressure and when things are tough. And part of that is that he comes from a family with a dad as a PGA professional. So as he's used to seeing how all of those things play together, how to handle oneself in tournament situation. He's grown up in the game. He's literally got his dad walking inside the ropes with him at all times. And when you have that sort of a pedigree and you have dad right there with you, you know how to behave. And he's doing a great job of it. It was fun to see him win. You know, it's been a little while since he's won these things. So hard to believe he's always in the top five, seems like. But he hadn't been able to crack the winner's circle until yesterday. I anticipate him running off a little bit of a string here for sure. He's too talented not to keep winning.
Bill, always appreciate the golf conversation. Have a great holiday week.
You too, buddy. Thanks so much.
All right, Bill Hobson joining us on the Meyer guest line. And speaking of golf, Meyer proud to welcome back the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Tournament week is June 13th through the 19th. That has had the Blyfield Country Club in Plainfield Township, just north of GR. Tickets and tourney info at MeyerLPGAClassic.com. That's MeyerLPGAClassic.com. Let's check in on what's on tap at all the brands, steakhouse and grills all across Michigan. Your home for all the Tigers games, NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs, pro golf on the weekends. They have everything. Now, your local brand, Steakhouse and Grill, including the Tigers and the Twins, tonight in Minneapolis. Now, remember the $10.99 steak and bake lunch every day, Monday through Friday, starting at 11 a.m., I think, till 3 p.m. World-famous sizzling sirloin steak, baked potato, $10.99. Think about when you go order something. You get a burrito at lunch, you get quesadilla, you get your sub. $10.99 at your local brand, Steakhouse and Grill, can get you a world-famous sizzling sirloin steak and a baked potato. Now, you'll find the brands in Bay City. For our listeners on 100.9 FM, the brands in Caledonia, just south of Grand Rapids. Brands in Holland off of U.S. 31. For tuning in on WHTC. In the Grand Rapids area, the brands in Cascade, just east of town, the brands in Granville, the brands on Leonard, downtown GR off of 131. Get there for lunch this week. $10.99 steak and bake for lunch at your local brand, Steakhouse and Grill, and also Tigers games, NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs, favorite appetizers and adult beverages for the brands close to you. Go to brands.com. That is brands.com. Good people. Thank you, Johnny Brand Sr., Mike Brand Jr., Liz Stegeheis, Sean Stegeheis. I say Mike Brand Sr., did I? And Mike Brand Jr. All good people. To the callers online, stick around. Michigan will hear you next.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you're going to win $200 in free bets. Here's what you do. You use my code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and a whole lot more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, to win $200. And if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game, you're a winner. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only, and this is a new customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. If you think you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
huge here for all you hockey fans. Now, there's only one pro team still playing in Michigan, and it's the Flint Firebirds. And they're in the OHL Western Conference Finals. And Game 3 is Wednesday night in Flint, inside a rocking Dort Financial Center. Tickets are on sale right now for the OHL Western Conference Finals. Game 3 is Wednesday night in Flint. Perani's Hockey World presents Flint Firebirds Hockey.
Flint Firebirds Hockey, gateway to the NHL.
Imagine this, winning big at Soaring Eagle. Make a run for the money, and you could win up to $10,000 cash every Friday in May from 7 to 11 p.m. Then on Saturdays, the summer celebration is your chance to win up to $5,000 in premium play or the grand prize, a share of $100,000 cash on May 28th. Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, your getaway. Reimagine. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Van Andel Institute Purple Community is a grassroots fundraising network powered by the dedicated volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve human health now and in the future. When you raise funds through the Van Andel Institute Purple Community, 100% of the proceeds go directly to the Institute's research into diseases like cancer and Parkinson's, as well as VAI's science education programs. Learn how you can get involved at purplecommunity.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning, and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back on a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Western Eastern Conference Finals going on. Make sure you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and always use promo code HUGE when you sign up. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on any team to win and get $150 in free bets if they do. So download that DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use promo code HUGE when you sign up. This is for new customers. You then can bet $5 on any NBA team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. So bet on the Celtics or the Heat or Game 4 with the Mavs and the Warriors. That's promo code HUGE when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Minimum $5 deposit. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. Mick Ultra, huge question of the day off the PGA Championship and Tiger withdrawing on Saturday. Do you think he'll return? I don't think it will be the U.S. Open. I think the British Open, if he's healthy. But judging by the way he was walking, and as Bill Hobson from Michigan Golf Live just said, he's got like two rounds in him right now. I'd wait till I'm fully healthy. Why push it? And that stepping in that sandbox, when we all saw the video, it looked like he was going to blow out his knee, right? So you can answer that Mick Ultra huge question of the day, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You can also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. And remember, if you miss any interview, any podcast, any hour, full show, our podcasts are free and we are everywhere. Apple, Google, Spotify, iHeart, Podbean, and more. Just search The Huge Show wherever you download podcasts, and you can catch up and listen on your schedule wherever you want to.
Big, bad, huge.